It's still standing on the siding. I see the headlights.
If we miss that freight train, we're all washed up.
Well, it ain't got away from us yet.
We still got a piece to go.
But, Jack, I don't understand. Why is this freight so important?
Because our $25,000 is on that freight train.
Oh, I say.
Hey, how did it get on there?
Well, didn't you hear Laura say the maestro disappeared? Where do you suppose he went?
You mean the maestro's pulling out of bury a dead on that freight train?
You bet he's pulling out.
Hey, let's step on it.
Oh, the train whistle. Does that mean...
Come on, come on.
There she goes. I can hear her.
Stop talking. Maybe we can get over to the tracks ahead of her.
Oh, bless the bloody dog. I keep stumbling.
If that fat magician gets away with our money...
Save your breath. Run like you never ran before.
It's going pretty fast. Can we make it?
We've got to make it. Take the first empty boxcar.
Hey, here's one coming up.
Okay, grab it. Reggie, you go first.
Righto. Here I go.
Get in, Jack. Get in. Hurry up, Ellie.
Yeah. Give me a hand, Reggie.
I got you. Come on, Doc. Give me a hand.
Faster, Doc. Run faster.
I got him. Jack, grab hold of his collar. He's losing his footing.
Hold it. Hang on to him. All right, now pull him up.
Up he comes.
There he is.
Oh, I say, Doc, are you all right?
Am I all right? I'm bruised and battered. The desert come up and whammed me three times before you fellas got me pulled in.
You're lucky you didn't go under the wheels.
I was so close once, a wheel throwed grease in my face.
Oh, Jove, that's bad business.
Well, we're here, and that's all that counts.
Oh, I say, we certainly pulled out of bury a dead in a hurry.
Suits me. I just about had a stomach full of that place.
Say, you know something?
What's that?
This is the same freight car we arrived in.
Oh, I see. It is?
Huh? Yes. Turn on your flash, Reggie. Oh,
quiet.
Yeah, look here. This is the same packing box the maestro used to sit on.
Well, I'll be doggone.
The freight train must have stopped to pick up this car.
Oh, I say, that's why they were here so long. Fixing the wheel that was frozen.
Probably. Save the flashlight, Reggie. We may need it later.
Right. Jack, I just been thinking.
What's the matter now?
Well, supposing the maestro ain't on this freight train after all.
He's got to be.
But supposing he ain't, then what we gonna do?
If he's not on this freight, I'll eat it.
Well, that ain't saying what we'll do if he ain't.
Well, the only thing is to catch the next freight back to bury your dead. But I know he's on it.
Well, what makes you so sure, Jack?
Well, he disappeared from the boarding house. He's so fat and heavy, he can't get around in the sand. There's no place for him to go. Besides, what would you do if you were stuck in a place like bury your dead with 25 grand that didn't belong to you? He tried to slip away the first opportunity he got.
Yeah, and he thought he could get away on this freight alone while we was out there in the desert digging up Nash's coffin.
Certainly.
Well, it sure makes sense, all right.
Mind if I join the conversation?
Hey, who said that?
Just me. Well,
who are you? What are you doing in this boxcar?
Well, goodness, ain't I got as much right in here as anybody.
Turn the flash on him, Reggie.
Quiet.
Hey, what are you trying to do, blind fellow? Take that light out of my eyes.
Looks like a bindle stick.
Okay, Reg, just turn off the light.
I am a knight of the open road.
Yeah?
My name is Swenson.
Well, how do you do, Swenson? I'm Jack Packard.
Jack Packard, eh?
Yes. These two men with me are Doc Long and Reggie York.
Ain't got a can of beans on you, I don't guess.
Afraid not. We came away in a hurry.
Yeah, I kind of noticed that. Didn't I hear you say there was a fat man on this freight with $25,000?
Oh, you heard that, huh?
Well, that's what it sounded like.
Jack.
Yeah?
If we was to throw this sweet out of this boxcar, who would know the difference?
My goodness, why you want to do that?
Then there wouldn't be anybody on this freight that knew about that money but just us.
Good gracious, but you are an impulsive feller.
How about it, Jack?
Now, wait a minute. You got me all wrong. I'm just Swenson, knight of the open road.
Yeah?
Yeah, sure. Sakes alive, what would a dirty old bum like me want with $25,000?
What about it, Jack?
Besides, what $25,000? I never heard a word about it. Goodness gracious, I'm so deaf in both ears I couldn't hear what you said if you was to shoot a cannon off in my ear.
You made a big mistake mentioning that money, Swenson.
Yeah, please, mister. I'm just a poor old sweet trying to get along. Just forget I ever said anything and I'll forget it too.
Well, I don't know. What were you doing in this particular car anyway?
Just riding.
Where are you from?
I jumped this freight at Needles.
Then how did you get in this car?
Didn't I just say I come from Needles?
Yes, but this car didn't come from Needles.
It didn't?
You know as well as I do. This car's been parked out on that siding at Bury a Dead for almost a week.
Yeah, sure. I know that.
Well?
Well, it's like this. The car I was riding in up front, well, there's three other fellas in it, see?
What's that got to do with it?
Well, they are putting on a party. They got a dozen containers of canned heat.
They're drinking canned heat?
Yeah, canned heat and witch hazel.
Oh, look here.
Yeah, sure, they are. Well, they was getting pretty rough and noisy, so when the freight stopped, I slipped out and climbed into this car.
I see.
Well, so what's the matter with that?
Nothing. Just the same, I think we'd better search you.
Search me?
Yes.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Suppose I could be a help to you, boys.
In what way?
Suppose I could tell you where to find the fat man.
The maestro?
Is that his name?
You know where he is?
You betcha my life I do.
Where?
Is it a bet? If I tell you where to find the fat boy, do you lay off of me?
And you'll forget you ever heard about that money?
Oh, what do I want with money? Goodness gracious, if I had money, then I couldn't ride freight trains no more.
It's a deal. Where's the maestro?
Back there.
Back where?
In the end of the car. Him and the girl.
Hey,
you mean the maestro and Nasha are in this car?
All you have got to do is go back and see for yourself.
Well, of all the doggone luck.
Come on, let's go back. Reggie.
Yes?
Stay here with Swenson. Watch him.
Right-o.
Yeah, give me the flashlight. Come on, Doc.
Well, and ain't he going to be glad to see us?
If that Swede's lying, I'll
turn on the flash, Jack.
Who is that?
Nasha. Nasha, are you alive, honey?
You are Doc Long?
Of course I'm Doc Long. Where's the maestro?
Here he is, lying down.
The maestro is asleep.
Or pretending to be asleep. Let's see what a kick in the pants will do. What's that?
You dare kick the maestro?
Here, what is this?
Maestro, this Jack Packard kick you.
Jack Packard?
Yes. Shall I stick a knife in him?
Jack Packard, what are you doing here?
I was about to ask you the same question.
I couldn't stomach bury your dead another minute. When the freight stopped, I decided to leave.
Well, you were the only thing in Bury Your Dead that interested us, so when you left, we came along, too.
And you kicked me.
That's right.
Insult on insult.
Shall I stick a knife into him, maestro?
I will do worse than that.
Such as turning me into a wolf, I suppose.
I have performed wonders, and you still do not believe.
That's right.
I have turned Nasha into a wolf. I've turned a wolf into a man. Nasha died and was buried, and I brought her back from the grave.
Was you sure not dead, Sugar?
I was dead. And you do not call me Sugar.
There's just one thing you haven't mentioned, Maestro.
What is that?
The most important thing of all. You made our $25,000 disappear.
You talk riddles.
Oh, no, I don't. You made it disappear, and now you're going to perform an even greater miracle and make it return.
I haven't your money.
I think you have.
Money means nothing to me. A man who can perform marvels beyond the ken of man.
You're going to return that $25,000, or you're going to be about 250 pounds lighter when we arrive at our next stop.
Threats, what do they mean to me?
Jack ain't kidding, Maestro. We're going to have them potatoes back if we have to take you apart limb by limb until we find them.
Your game's up. Now give us that money belt.
Fools!
Stand up.
You take your hands off to Maestro.
Stand up.
Take your hands off me. I will get to my feet.
And hurry up about it.
I spit on you.
Doc, keep your eye on Nasha. I'll take care of the Maestro.
You hear that, sweetheart?
Dog! Pig swine!
Ain't you just full of words?
Come on, get to your feet.
It is difficult. A man of my weight must move slowly.
Well, keep moving.
I will help you, Maestro.
Keep away from me, Nasha.
Yeah, come on back over here.
You do not touch me.
No?
I will stick a knife in you.
You will, sure enough?
There, I am standing.
Now then, I'm going to give you one more chance. Will you return that money?
Money, the root of all evil?
That's your answer?
That is my answer.
All right. Put your hands over your head.
What's that?
I said put your hands over your head.
No, you do not, Maestro. You do not.
And why should I put my arms over my head?
Don't argue. Do it.
But I know on good authority that you're not armed.
No, I'm not armed.
But I am.
Hey, Jack.
I am armed with a gun and I shoot well.
Well, what you know about that?
Put up that gun, you fool.
Don't order me around, Packard. I am master of this situation.
So you want to add another murder to your list?
No. No, I don't want to. But I don't mind.
Hey, you admit you're a killer.
Why not? You'll never live to tell it.